It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
Every Friday morning at 11 o'clock, our friend Belton Johnson joins us to not only give us a delectable recipe, which I'm looking forward to today, but bestow a little of his wisdom on us. And we appreciate that, Belton. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. How's it going there?
Not too bad. Hey, this weekend, if I'm not mistaken, I saw on the calendar that flag football starts up.
Absolutely, it does this weekend here. And, you know, people that are driving, you know, near the university or over by the rugby club, slow it down just a little. We got lots of little people, you know, crossing the streets and everything, but it's showtime, Evan.
It's showtime. Hey, I actually just heard a stat the other day that the Flag Football League in Regina rivals leagues anywhere in Canada.
I would say it probably rivals anywhere in Canada and probably the States, too. I know Mike Thomas, who heads all of this and coordinates it. You know, I think he had gotten an award last year or maybe a couple years ago. But there are teams and people that from the States that reach out to him to see how, you know, how did you do that? How did they grow so fast, right?
Are you coaching again this year?
Oh, I got two teams, Evan, so I might lose about 20, 30 pounds here real fast.
That's the winter weight. You're just shedding some winter weight, Belton. That's what it is.
There you go.
Hey, speaking of whipping back into shape, we got rookie camp going on for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, going strong in Saskatoon. Do you remember your rookie camp, Belton?
I do remember rookie camp. You know, it was dreadful, to be honest with you. You know, I do remember, you know, me being from Mississippi, and I remember visibly with training camp, you know, sitting there laying in bed, and I just see bright light, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm late. I jump up. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. But, no, you know, it was training camp is tough. It's grueling. I don't know one player that would tell you that, oh, yeah, I absolutely love training camp. You want to get the training camp, but for me, it's always been when the season starts. You lay the groundwork and everything during training camp, but you look forward to the season more than anything.
Yeah. You know, when you talk to like Coach Mace, for example, recently in a conversation I had with him, he talked about the importance of drafting and finding and getting people on the team that are not only really good football players, but they're good people. They've got good standards. They believe in community. They've got good sense of team. How much, I guess, emphasis is placed in rookie camp, not only on what's happening on the field, but their behavior off the field, their attitude? Is that all part of the package considered?
I'm going to say it is, especially when, you know, if you're trying to figure out who to cut and everything, and that little bit of, you know, how can I say it, manner of a person or the, you know, personality and, you know, how they fit culturally wise, that could be just a little bit that helps make the team and everything, right?
Right.
So it goes a long ways, you know, especially this day and age, social media. Do you want to bad egg on the team there, Evan? You know?
Yeah, and we see those play out, obviously, very publicly. Trevor Harris, starting quarterback for the Riders, was on the Green Zone just this past week, and I'm just going to play a quick clip because he's excited about the continuity of what the roster is going to look like.
Bring back the core of who we are and pick and choose places and pieces around the league to kind of add to what we're doing. It really does. It really should get you excited. This group's been together for 1 year, and you know, keeping the guys together along with, you know, working together for another year, we can kind of kick off where we left off last year and really take this thing to another level.
So my question, I heard that clip and I echo his enthusiasm. I think we've got some great, strong leaders on that team taking us into this year. Can you carry momentum from one season to the next on a team like that?
I really think you can, Evan. And, you know, I just had to go back, you know, when I played with the Riders, I got here in 06, things were kind of building. 07, you know, we kind of kicked the door in there, won the Grey Cup, and then, you know, you have other years within there, within that 3-4 year span, where I felt like, you know, we had a great core of guys, you know, community guys, players, the whole nine, the coaches, everybody stuck together. And to me, it was that continuity, because I call those the golden years, my time with the Riders, 06, but to 2009 or 10 range, right? And it can happen, and especially with this group, I think the reason I'm so excited this year is because I see it the way Trevor Harris sees it, to be honest with you.
We had the core there, and one more year to gel and to form as a team. They'll take it even further this year.
They will, and it's just a matter of, and this is where camp is important, right? The, you know, find those other pieces that they need, right? Mm-hmm. And they got it, I think, but you know, the proof is in the pudding, so we'll see here.
Former Rider, Grey Cup champion, Felton Johnson, also grill master, and we're going to get to his recipe right away. But before we do, the 2024 Plaza of Honor inductees were named and announced recently. Offensive lineman Chris Best is in there. It's good to see an old lineman on the list, Felton.
Yes, and Chris, you know, we played together here with the Riders. I couldn't think of a better person to put in there. Just the hard work he has done over the years, you know, number of games he's played. And again, he was part of the community here and everything as well until him and family, they moved out west there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll be a great event in the fall, as it always is. Alex Smith and running back Steve Molnar also on that list. Okay, Belton, it's eating time. What are you cooking up for us today?
Oh, man, you do remember the brisket we did.
Yeah, that was last week's recipe.
That was last week. So, you know, there are two parts to a brisket or to a whole brisket. It's the point and the flat. So today we're making burnt ends.
Did you say the point and the flat?
The point and the flat, yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay. Just got to make sure I got the terminology right here.
All right. And so today we're making burnt ends. And when you make burnt ends, you have to use the point half of the smoked brisket. It's a bit more fat there, you know, juicy, flavorful and everything. So once you've taken the brisket out of the cooler after letting it rest, you separate the point from the flat, right? And once you got the point, you have to cube it. So you cut it into what I say, probably about 1 to 1.5 inch cubes.
Okay.
And technically, you could go ahead start eating it, but slow down.
Whoa, Bell, you got there quick today.
What you want to do with those cube pieces of meat is all you want to do is season them a bit more and everything. So you can use, again, the seasoning that you would have done with the brisket early on and coat it with your favorite barbecue sauce. Mm-hmm. Are you still there with me?
Right here.
All right. So once you've cubed, seasoned, and sauced the brisket point, we put it back on the smoker again. And we smoke it for about 1 to 2 hours uncovered. You're going to keep the temperature on the smoker at about 225.
Okay.
And again, uncover for about 2 hours so that sauce soaks up into the meat, the sweetness and everything, and it's about falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
And after all that, Evan, guess what?
What?
It's eating time.
It's eating time. That's all. Are you eating those with the brisket meal? Are those an appetizer? How do you enjoy your burnt ends?
So with me, because I'm getting some of that flat too, right? You know, that was sliced up and everything. And I'm eating it as a meal. You can eat it as a sandwich. And some people have done them as appetizers. So you can go either way. But for me, it's all about the fixings around it, right? Mm-hmm. For me, I need my mac and cheese. I need some potato salad, a bit of coleslaw.
Cornbread. I'm just going through what I know is your list, Belton.
That's right. You're bang on, Evan. And we got some good eating going on right there, Evan.
Right on, buddy. Well, listen, this is delicious. Thank you very much. Along with last week's brisket recipe, this will go nicely. Thanks for sharing the recipe for Burnt Ends. And have a great first weekend of flag football, buddy.
Yes, will do. Have a good one, Evan.
Belton Johnson, and it's eating time. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.